Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We are at the end of the migratory goose season today, and I know there's going to be a lot of guys out there taking the last crack at it. It's a cold day, beautiful day out there, and we just want to know if you're on your way to the goose pit, give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'd love to hear from you. If you got any kids along this morning, that'd be great, too. Winding it down. Deer season is over. Duck season's gone. I didn't get to go duck hunting this year. Again, I think that's third year in a row I didn't get to go for ducks on my diver duck trip. I just haven't been there the last 3 years. Just haven't been there. 3 years ago, they were there, and I missed my date. But that was my fault. Again, didn't get to go my favorite duck hunting trip. But that's the way it goes. We'll figure it out for next year maybe and do something else. So, General Assembly in full swing. Lawmakers continue to try and manage the deer herd rather than leave it to the deer herd managers. Influenced by various organizations like the Maryland Horse Council and the Maryland Farm Bureau, it seems to me like the effort to annihilate our precious deer herd here in Maryland is continuing to be advanced by members of the General Assembly who are beholden to the farm community. I love farmers. I have nothing against farmers. I hunt on a farm. I hunt on a couple of farms. And I understand the need for these guys to reduce their deer herds. But there are tools in the toolbox already that they can utilize to manage their deer herd. There really are. There are deer management permits that are issued, almost an endless supply of deer management permits. It just has to be, somebody has to act on it. Somebody has to take the time to go kill a deer, dress the deer, recover the carcass, take it to the processor or take it somewhere and do something with the meat. Why wouldn't you? Unfortunately, some unscrupulous folks have found it easier to shoot the animal to wound it so it runs off into the woods and dies out of a painful, horrible death out of sight. And they're good with that. Or, you know, it'll die along the edge of the field and they'll drag it in the woods and there it is. It's gone. But that, unfortunately, for them, fortunately for the sportsman Maryland, is against the law. That falls under the wanton waste laws that we have, which means that if you kill an animal that belongs to the public, like the entire white-tailed deer herd, belongs to everybody, belongs to nobody. If it happens to wander onto your farm, it's not yours. It's eating your crops. It's not yours. It's the citizens of Maryland. And if you waste it, you're going to pay a penalty. That's the way that goes. However, most hunters have no problems with farmers and landowners using their deer management permits to cut down on the deer that they believe are damaging their crops. Even though it might be raccoons or squirrels or birds or anything else, the deer are going to get blamed. Farmers also have crop damage insurance, which helps defray the cost of losses due to wildlife. Wildlife numbers damage about the number that's bandied about, and who knows, is $10 million. But when you have a $500 million grain industry, $10 million is a small amount, relatively small amount. Take $10 million in crop damage and spread it across the entire state, east to west, north to south. I think that's the number that I read, but I'll have to go back and check that. I don't want to put a false number out there, but let's just say that that's what I think I remember. So anyway, I think at one point it was 3-5% somewhere in there. But again, the crop damage, the federal crop damage insurance, and the fact that Maryland now has a program to pay for all the cover crops that are planted to keep those fields filled throughout the winter. And we as taxpayers pay that. Leave our deer alone. You want to knock off the deer that are hurting your crops, that's fine. It's not the hunter's fault and it's not the deer's fault that there's bumper crops the last couple of years here across the country and the market's down. The commodities market is down, way down, because supply and demand. The supply is overwhelming. supply exceeds demand. You know, corn went from $10 a bushel to $4 or $3 a bushel. You know, that's just because you guys are good at doing what you're doing. You farmers, you're good at growing grain crops. You know, you've had some good years. The market is glut. And if the prices are down and, you know, a deer eats another, you know, couple of bushels of corn on your farm, not the deer's fault. You're just good at what you do in providing that nutrition for them. It's only a certain time of the year that deer eat the crops anyway. Crops aren't in the field all that long that overlap the deer eating part of it. But it continues to be advanced that the deer are overpopulated. Now, if you have a farm, you got a deer problem, you don't let hunters on there to help you with that problem, or if you lease that farm and you don't have written into your lease that the farmers have to take out a certain number of deer each, or a certain number of does before they kill their bucks, well, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on your hunters for not wanting to help you, you know, sustain your crops and maintain, you know, a huntable population of deer at the same time. Hold on. So, there continue to be laws introduced to allow farmers to increase the use of their deer management permits. Underutilized, by the way. If they'd use them, they wouldn't have an issue. If we would allow Sunday hunting for all Sundays here in Maryland, our harvest rates would increase, and the crop damage numbers would go down. There's a juxtaposition between opening Sunday hunting and the harvest rates on Sundays in the counties that have it that show that those Sunday hunting days do have an effect on the deer herd. People do participate in Sunday hunting, and that it does have the required effect as an effective game management tool in helping to control the deer population. But here's the dirty little secret, farmers. The deer population a decade ago was of 300,000 animals. It's down to under 200,000 now. In other words, in the last decade, we have reduced our overall deer population by more than 30%, more than a third, more than a third. If there are, yes, there are pockets where you can drive in the Eastern Shore this time of year and see 30, 40 deer in the field. Places in Baltimore County, places all over the land where you can see those little pockets. But in general, where hunting is allowed, you don't have that situation. You just don't. You just don't. So, you know, the other place where the population looks like it's high is in suburbia, where we've created perfect deer habitat, where the deer, you know, are unafraid and not hunted. The only thing they have to fear are occasional car strike or maybe an occasional coyote, but that's about it. And then, you know, they roam the neighborhoods and everybody says, oh, look at the pretty deer, and nobody wants you to come in there and shoot their pretty deer. And so it goes. All right, enough of that. Anyway, how many of you want to learn how to read legislation? It's very simple. It's very simple. We're going to have a primer in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I'm sorry, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, written by our advocate, Bill Miles, who's going to show you how to read legislation, what bold print means, what brackets mean, what strike through means, and all that type of thing. So you'll see how that goes, and he has several examples that we'll put in the next issue. So that'll be out in about 2 weeks. So there you go. Controversial legislation out there that's been introduced, other than the DMPs on the Eastern Shore. The guys, the Eastern Shore delegation wants the farmers to be able to use rifles and to be able to shoot deer with firearms year-round, including Sundays. And we're waiting for legislation to drop to increase the deer season for hunting for the entire month of January for using firearms on the Eastern Shore. Now, I'm thinking if that one comes through, and I'm a waterfowler, and I'm out there in a farm field in Kent County, Queen Anne's County, Cecil County, Talbot County, and you've got guys in the woods with rifles and shotguns, and I'm in the pit, and the deer comes running along the edge of the woods, I'm diving for cover. How about this? We got the geese coming in early in the morning, and here comes a guy dragging a deer across the field, dressed in orange. How about this? Deer coming in the evening, and there goes a guy dressed in orange crossing the field going into his stand. How about this? Gunfire going off as the deer approach your set. You tell me if deer hunters and waterfowl hunters are compatible on Maryland's eastern shore for the entire month of January. That's what's been floated. That's what we're hearing. That's the rumor. All right. 410 WCBM 680, your call. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here at the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we'll love to talk to you about anything you want to talk about. Fishing season's right around the corner. We're hearing mixed reports of yellow perch running already. A little early, but they're starting. White perch won't be far behind. So here we are. We're at your service. You're running the show. Chris is running the board. I'm running the mic. You're running the show with your phone calls. Emails are welcome as well. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Coffee time. And we want to welcome a new sponsor today, the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. Memberships are open. They have, I believe, 32 organizations that you can join that are affiliated with the Associated Gun Clubs. There's all types of clubs. There's muzzleloaders and, you know, pistol and all that. And the facilities are just super. If you've never been there, it's close by. It's right down here off Marriottsville Road in Baltimore County. And you've been there, Chris? You've been there. Sure, you shoot down there occasionally. So I think what we'll do is, what do you think there, Mr. Chris? You want to take a break? Let's get that call, and then we'll take a break. And, so the folks at the AGC are working with us here for a little while. They're looking for new members, and I think there's a discount that they offer on your range badge if you sign up as a new member. So there you go. I'm waiting for Brian here in Hamilton to see what he has to say. Yeah, good coffee. All right. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Hello?
Brian, you're up.
Oh, okay. I have pretty quick questions for you, but I've been concerned about. As far as roadkill goes, what is the proper way to handle roadkill? I know there's a differentiate between something that's like a raccoon or squirrel that's pounding the road, it's nothing you can do about it, and the deer that's just been hit. Can you explain to me the legal way to handle it?
Yeah, the legal way to handle it is to make sure a law enforcement officer's on the scene and hands you a non-hunting possession permit, and then you're good to go. You can take the deer, do whatever you want with it.
Okay, so I would guess I would contact, if I was out in Maryland, the state police or the
DNR? You can contact DNR. If you contact DNR, they're going to tell you to call local law enforcement. Those guys usually have some type of a tag that they can give you. I think they carry them with you. They're roadkill tags, basically, that say you didn't shoot this animal. You've hit it with your car or somebody else did, and you're claiming it.
Okay.
Now there's some legislation right now that clears all the bugs out of that law right now that allows somebody who didn't hit the deer to take it. You know, oftentimes the driver won't want to take that deer, but if you see one struck and you think you'd like to have it, they're just cleaning that up right now in the law that you're going to be able to take that, and it's still perfectly legal to do so. Local law enforcement doesn't mind you taking those animals and getting them out of their way.
Okay,
so,
I appreciate that.
Yep.
And my last question is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this topic, but I have some concerns where I fish in the Seneca River between, I guess, the old power plant there and the waste treatment plant. That particular part of the waterway, is that pretty good for, you know, as far as taking in fish and eating them?
You're saying between the power plant and the sewage plant?
Yes, sir.
Which way is the water flowing, I guess, would be my question.
Well, I would suspect all the extra we're paying for the waste treatment plant, that everything would be purified.
Yeah, you would think. Probably not. Now, the best thing to do is to go to the Maryland Department of Environment website. And see what they have to say about fish health. There are certain restrictions on certain fish that you shouldn't eat more than a certain time, you know, a certain number of times during the week or the month or the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in general, if the fish are healthy, I always tell people if you want to eat them, you know, you're going to have to cook them to a good temperature that may be a little more excessive than what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And always trim the fat, which is located in several places. Don't eat the belly meat. Don't eat the soft areas around the fins. Make sure you trim all that off, and then trim that dark line of meat out of there, the lateral line, so to speak. That's a fatty tissue that a fish uses to sense vibrations in the water, actually to quote hear. And if you trim that out, if you go right down along that lateral line and trim that out both sides before you cook that, you'll be eating far healthier fish, just in case there would be anything there. The fat is where any deposits of any bad stuff would center in a fish like that. What kind of fish mostly do you catch?
Just perch mainly.
Yeah, perch. You know, perch are migratory for the most part, and you know, they're not going to be spending a lot of time in there anyway. But I'd still take the precautions with the belly meat and that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm the only one in the family. It is a new enormous amount of eels I pick up too, and I enjoy them. But my family kind of poo-poos them. How far as eels taking on toxic?
Well, eels are a little different. I mean, they're bottom feeder. They're not a scaled fish. I would certainly recommend that you skin them before you eat them. Although that's probably a given that you do so.
Sure.
Just be cautious with the belly fat, that type of thing. You know, and if you like them, eat them. Just keep eating them. But I think there's again that Maryland Department of the Environment has an actual fish health site that you can go to and check all the species of fish from different areas around the state.
Okay, well, I tell you what, just by observation, I'm not quite as old. Well, I don't want to make you look old. I'm in my early 60s. I guess you're pretty close.
Yep.
And I remember the Seneca, it was a lot worse than it seems now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we had all the houses down there. You had the little what they call the pee walls.
Yep.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you took your beer parties and you went to the pee wall and it was right out in the Seneca.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Well, okay. Well, I appreciate your observations and opinions tonight.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, day, and I'll certainly take that advisement. Thank you so much.
All right, Brian. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Righto. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good call. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600 square foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Iron Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And you're stinking the high, high you long. Take a whiff on me.
Because that's my buddy Richard in Westminster. You know who you are and why. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Yes, indeed. Here's an interesting story from the Department of Natural Resources press release page. The Maryland Natural Resources made 4 deer poaching cases and gained a conviction in a recent enforcement action. So here's a post. Here's a post on social media. On Facebook, picture of this fella, Tyler James Murphy, 21 years old, of Union Bridge. And there he is, smiling, looking through the rack of a big 10-point buck on the back of his pickup truck. Said, got it done in Frederick, Maryland yesterday morning. Seen this deer all year, but he was always smarter than I was. Then yesterday morning, I seen a doe come running to me, and then there he was running behind her big heavy 10. That is all one alleged sentence, no punctuation, pauses, commas, or semicolons. Tyler James Murphy, 21, of Union Bridge, posted pictures on Facebook of an antlerless deer he killed but did not check in October. A subsequent review of state records indicated that Murphy checked in 2 antlerless deer December 3rd, I'm assuming on the telecheck system, and bought a bonus antler deer stamp that evening, and then checked in a 10-point buck on December 4th. How convenient. When questioned, Murphy volunteered that he'd not killed the 2 antlerless deer December 3rd, and he killed the 10-point buck before buying the bonus stamp. Murphy was charged with failing to report his kill within 24 hours. failing to complete a big game harvest record before moving the deer, failing to obtain a bonus antler deer stamp before killing a second buck, failing to harvest two antlerless deer before hunting and an additional antler deer, and three counts of knowingly making false statements and information. In 2015, Murphy was convicted of eight counts of deer and turkey poaching and had an 8-point buck and a 7-point buck seized. Based on his record, each of Murphy's 2017 citations required him to appear in Frederick County District Court. If found guilty, he could be jailed for 1 year and fined as much as $4,000 on each count. In addition, state law mandates restitution of at least $2,000. Which begs the question, why wasn't Mr. Murphy's hunting privileges suspended in 2015 after being charged and found guilty of eight counts of deer and turkey poaching? Why weren't his privileges revoked? But, in addition, state law mandates restitution of at least $2,000. Now, that is the Poaching Restitution Act that was passed in 2016 by the General Assembly, led by the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And there, talk about that, is Ms. Fran in Baltimore. How you doing, girl?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Let me tell you, I've got to talk about something. I think Chuck mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but I don't know. I think sometimes when a person is trying real hard, you're like on a mission, you know, with the hunting and the coalition and all.
I've been called a maniac on a mission, no question about it.
Oh, no, not a maniac, just a mission. If you don't have a mission, well, you don't know what it is to really live. But anyway, and I was thinking, I said, you know, I don't hear him talking about things for people to come to like he used to. And I think sometimes, you know, you get tired of asking people to come because, you know, if they're going to come, they're going to come. They're going to make excuses. They're going to make excuses. But I want to talk about Campbell Day because I was there last year. And I have something to get off my chest. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed watching people network. I enjoyed watching you guys with the politicians. It was fun.
And the governor.
And the governor. But I have something to say that I was too embarrassed to say a year ago.
What's that?
I'm going to say it now. I want people to come this year to do me a personal favor. You know how they take that group picture
yep.
of the hunters?
Yep.
Well, there was a strange woman in that picture last year. It stayed up on the website all year. She was not dressed properly. She hasn't been hunting. And I want them to come this year, as many as possible, to set that picture right the way it should look. Now, I'm not going to be in the picture. Not that I won't be there, but I'm coming for the head count. You know how I am about numbers.
Right.
So I would like a lot of people to show up.
Well, let's tell them when it is.
Yeah, isn't it February 9th?
Yeah, this coming Thursday is Blazing Camo Day. It's the Hunters Rally in Annapolis. We've done our best to publicize it. We'll talk about it here. People have spread it on social media. We've spread it on social media. Our caps have come in. Our buddy George Nitzel at G.H. Nitzel & Sons Mechanical Contractors has sponsored our hats this year, and his logo's on there. Talked to George the other day. Great guy. It is the third annual Blaze in Camo Day, and we will give you a Blaze orange hat. We certainly would like you to wear one. You can wear your camo and come to the Hunters Rally in Annapolis. It's Thursday, February 9th, 9 to 11 at the State House in Annapolis. You park at the Naval Academy parking lot. You turn onto Taylor Avenue, going off 50 on Roe Boulevard, headed towards the Capitol. You turn on Taylor Avenue. It's the third entrance into the Naval...
the parking lot.
It's the Naval Marine Stadium parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try to get there about 8:30. You park up by the airplane. It's going to cost you probably $5 to park. Okay, that's the only charge. But you'll get your money back on your beautiful blaze orange hat. You go up there and you assemble by the airplane that's there on the parking lot. Then that's a shuttle bus stop. And you just pay the shuttle bus like a buck or something and drive, and they'll take you down to, they'll take you down to Annapolis and just say you want to go to Lawyer's Mall. And they'll pull up, you know, behind it. You walk around the block and there you are in Lawyer's Mall assembled with the rest of us. And, we'll have our blaze orange caps and you can get one there. And, we're gonna hand out the caps on Lawyer's Mall, not in the parking lot this year. So we, you know, come on down. The lawmakers, they love it. They love getting their caps. They love the interaction with the, their constituents. And if you have an issue about one of the bills, you can simply say, hey, you know, hunters don't support this Senate bill XYZ or this House bill XYZ. You know, if you're on the committee, please vote against it. Or when you hear about it on the floor, you know, vote for it. So.
Well, see, if I come, like I say, I'm for the head count.
Okay? Yep.
And I feel very strongly. Hunting is a serious thing. Okay.
Right.
It's an enjoyment. It's a hobby. It's a livelihood. But
it's a lifestyle.
I have not earned the right to be in that picture. Until I go hunting, until I get my deer, white tail, no tail, I don't care, and I can say, yes, I hunt, I'm a hunter wannabe. So, but I will support you. And I will help with the head count.
Well, here's where we are, Fran. Here's where we are, Fran.
Yes.
Okay, as far as your comments are concerned, you are a hunter in your heart.
Well, this is true.
You are a hunter on the rolls of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources because you have taken a hunter education course. You've purchased a hunting license. You've taken handgun qualification course. You have done everything you need to prepare. Your heart is in the right place, so I would be honored to have you in that photo.
Well,
so you think about that.
I'll try to not look like something that ran in from Baltimore.
Well, now listen, let me ask you a question. Last year we had pink and camo day, if you recall, and you got a beautiful pink cap.
Yeah.
Hang on to it because it's a collector's item.
Okay.
Unfortunately, and no relation really to anything, I'd say this kind of in a tongue-in-cheek way, unfortunately, the pink hat phenomenon has been corrupted. So we don't want our ladies to wear a pink hat to our rally at the State House in Annapolis, just in case that someone would think you're sending the wrong message.
Right. Well, let me tell you.
You okay with that?
Let me tell you.
Although the majority down there would probably welcome it.
I was going to tell you, I was going to ask for the orange hat this year if you have the pink. Anyway, and I'll tell you why. I thought to myself, I can't mentally visualize going in the woods, okay, letting all the other hunters know where the pink is.
I hear you. I understand
that. I'd rather just throw an orange hat and keep a low profile.
Yeah, low profile with a bright blaze orange hat. That's right, friend.
Well,
that's right.
That's a whole nother ball game.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, dear. Well, look, yeah, we're proud to have you as a welcome to the hunting community, and you are welcome, and you are a member of the hunting community. So don't be embarrassed about that photo because you're going to be in it anyway.
All right,
we'll sneak up and take a photo when you're.
All right,
friend. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, you know, is getting all geared up for fishing season. There are a number of little fishing shows around here and there and, you know, flea markets and that type of thing. But, you know, that's okay to get a bargain. But when you really need the nut cutting stuff, when you need to get down to good quality fishing line, when you need to get down to the right hooks and the right weights and the right techniques, Clyde Sports Shop has all that information and they can tell you where to catch fish. You get your hunting license and fishing licenses there if you want. You can get new lines pulled on your reels. You can take your rod in there and get it repaired. And they'll fix it right up for you. Whether it's a new guide or a new tip, they'll take care of it. They'll take your reels apart and clean them, lube them, get them all back in working order. And if you got one that's junk, you know, or you've lost one, or you just want to retire one, yeah, they got new rods and reels, too. And they got some great trolling packages and some great spinning gear and some great casting rods. So it's all there. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-service fishing shop. They even have a 24-hour fishing hotline. That phone number is 410-247-3474. If you want to reach the shop, 410-242-6108. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. and say congratulations to Bill and Clyde when you see them. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year.
Chilly weather to get us started this Super Bowl weekend. It was down into the teens and 20s last night, and our high today only hitting 39 degrees. Both of those numbers well below average. 27 tonight. It's a little warmer Sunday. High of 50 degrees. I'm Scott Laurie. More at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Over 1,000 outdoor exhibitors from major manufacturers, over 200 seminars from top pros, nearly 500 hunting and fishing outfitters. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dragon Line, that's right. They'll be doing that soon out in Chesapeake Bay after those big old trophy rockfish. There was an Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission meeting this week, and an addendum was passed to take a look at lowering the size limit for the striped bass in the summer season this year back down to 18 inches. The northern states, as part of the group, were objected to it. Some of the southern states and D.C. worked together with Maryland and passed the addendum to perhaps have our limit lowered back down to 18 inches this year. So the charter boat captains are pretty happy about that, from what I understand. All right, you heard about Mr. Tyler James Murphy of Union Bridge killing a 10-point buck after he phoned in two does that he killed on December 3rd and then bought a bonus antler deer stamp that same evening. But unfortunately, the 10-point that he killed was already dead, and he never did kill the does, and he bought the bonus antler deer stamp after he killed the 10-point buck. So Mr. Murphy's in a lot of trouble. Known poacher, convicted poacher, this Murphy guy. Anyway, tips from the, here's another one. That was social media tripped him up. Here's another one on social media. Tips from the public in a story posted on Snapchat led officers to charge two men Friday with killing five deer in one night in Frederick County. Garrett Montgomery Smith, 19, of Frederick, John Edward Jackson, 19, of Mount Airy, were charged with hunting deer during a closed season, hunting at night, hunting deer with spotlight, which is called jack lighting, pursuing wildlife with an off-road vehicle, having a loaded firearm in a vehicle, hunting on private land without written permission, two counts of driving an off-road vehicle on private property, and failing to make a reasonable attempt to recover a wounded or dead deer. According to the charging documents, officers responded to complaints of someone hunting deer at night on November 17th in eastern Frederick County. Witnesses provided a description of a Dodge Ram pickup truck that had a light bar attached to the front bumper. A Snapchat story led officers to the suspects to a field where the truck got stuck in the mud and had to be towed out. Smith and Jackson killed a 5-point buck and four antlerless deer with either a .22 caliber rifle or a .30-06 rifle using the LED light bar and headlights on the truck to illuminate the animals. They took meat from two of the five deer and left the other three carcasses untouched along the road, the charging documents said. Two men are scheduled to appear in Frederick County District Court March 28th. If found guilty of all charges, each man can be jailed for 90 days, face a maximum fine of $11,500, have their hunting privileges revoked for up to 5 years. In addition, state law mandates the restitution of at least $2,000. That would be on the 5-point buck. And $300 to $500 on the antlerless deer. That's another one. Here's another one. Trail camera and Facebook photos, social media is really tripping these guys up, led to a Carroll County man being charged last Tuesday with deer poaching. Travis Sean Hankins, 45, of Sykesville, received citations for hunting on private property without written permission, failing to attach a field tag to a deer before moving it, and knowingly recording false information while tagging or reporting a kill. Hawkins checked in a 9-point buck on January 12th, stated it was killed in Anne Arundel County. However, officers were able to determine that the deer was killed near power lines in Adelphi in Prince George's County. He found the deer recognizable by its distinctive set of antlers at a Carroll County taxidermy shop. The antlers were seized for evidence. The date has not been set in Prince George's County District Court. If found guilty of all charges, Hankins could be fined a maximum of $4,500. In addition, state law mandates restitution of at least $2,000. And finally, a West Virginia man was sentenced last Tuesday in Montgomery County District Court to serve 8 days in jail, pay a $1,000 fine after pleading guilty to deer poaching. Robert Lee Windsor, Bunker Hill, was the driver of a vehicle stopped at 10 p.m. on November 25th by officers on a poaching surveillance operation in Poolsville. Windsor and two other West Virginia men were driving slowly, stopping, illuminating a field. Inside, they had a .30-06 with a high-powered scope, 15 rounds of ammunition, spotlights, and tools to butcher a deer. Windsor pleaded guilty to casting rays with an implement, jack lighting. The judge placed charges of hunting deer at night and hunting during closed season on the inactive docket. Windsor, who was convicted of jack lighting in 2001, 2004, 2012, still faces possible suspension of his hunting privileges for up to 5 years. The other two defendants, Anthony Wayne Shackelford, 53, and William Ice, 46, both of Falling Waters, West Virginia, will be tried on March 28 on poaching charges. That's our new poaching theme song, I think. What do you think there, Chris? You like that one? Yeah, I do too. All right. Look, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with a couple closing remarks. And stay tuned. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. With over 200 seminars for the whole family, from pros, experts, and celebrities like Jim Shockey, Chris Brackett, Hank Parker, Arlie Ermey, and many more. If it's in the outdoors, it's here. See it all, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
Kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh. When that squirrel got loose, went totally berserk. What happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, I surrender all, the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls. And Harv leaped to his feet and said, something's got a hold on me. Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk,
in the First Self-Righteous Church in a sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
All right. Man, that's another critter song here, this dead skunk, and man, I love it. All right. That makes my morning. I hope everybody gets a little spring in their step after that one, that's for sure. All right, listen, it's the Hunters Rally in Annapolis coming up this Thursday, 9 to 11. You're only going to be there two hours at Lawyers Mall, at State House, okay? You get on the shuttle out of the Navy Marine Stadium parking lot. Now, how to get there? You get down Roe Boulevard. Get off that exit off of 50. Get down Roe Boulevard. Second light is Taylor Avenue. Make a right. Go to the third entrance into the Naval Marine Stadium parking lot. You got to go through a little gate there. You're going to pay $5 or something to park. You go up the top of the hill where the plane is and park up in there somewhere. You'll see other folks there. And you can jump on the shuttle right there. They'll take you right downtown to the rally and right in front of the State House. We don't know if the governor's going to be there or not, but we know that there's going to be a lot of lawmakers walking between their meetings, you know, across Lawyers Mall. And they join us, and they love getting their pictures taken. They love wearing their orange hats, and they like interacting with the hunters. They really do. You know, it's an opportunity for you to see your delegate. It's for your opportunity to see committee members, maybe the governor, don't know. But love to have you there. Go to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Look under Breaking News. The first line there, that's a story about Blazing Camo Day. You can download the flyer, print it out if you want, get details, wear your Blaze Orange cap. We're going to give you a commemorative cap when you show up, and we hope to see you there. We really do. I'm Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We're at the end of our first hour. We're coming back for another hour after the news. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Protect yourself.